Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a Two-Faced Twi'lek and a Pugilist Droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian Captain and the Gandroid Tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The riding on the sky on fire, heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hadean Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hadean Way, the Zahn Consortium hired the crew aboard the Sky on Fire to hunt down the leader of the Veiled Sorority. Their hunt took them to the cities, to the jungle, to the scraplands, and finally to the Pirate Queen's ship. Every step of the way has been complex and perilous. Without Illyn's mad genius, they might have missed clues. Without Billy's decisive actions, they might have been blocked. Without Berwyn's encouraging leadership, they might have fallen apart. Without Vistrano's healing hands, they might have died. But they made it. The Queen now stands amongst them, armed, dangerous. Can they win? Stand with them this week against the Queen.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hadean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in the Fantasy Flight game Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 3, Episode 9. And I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
And I'm Leslie, and I play Billy. Still Leslie, still Billy, still standing. I'm not going to be bitter about D1C3's blatant disregard for my happiness.
Well, that was a hard one to follow. I am playing Vistrano, who is still here and also still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Still stabbing.
And isn't that more important?
Not still bleeding. Thanks, Illyn.
Vistrano is welcome.
And, yeah, things are fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
I'm Berwyn, played by Brandon. I'm gonna tail whip the Queen a bunch, I think, probably. Like, it's just maybe shoot them, mix of things, taking them in, show them our way works.
And I'm K1, and I'm going on a vacation when this is done. Oh, there's also Illyn over there. I should probably start translating for them again.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another a question. Today it is Vistrano's turn to ask.
Illyn?
Yes, Vistrano?
So Billy's leaving. Do you think you're going to leave too?
What? No! Why would Illyn leave? Illyn is Perwin's partner. And Illyn chose this life, even if this life isn't quite what this Gan thought it would be. Cav is a bounty hunter. Cav has bled and suffered and learned a lot along the way. And Illyn still has a lot to learn about this trade. And the best person to do that alongside is Berwyn. Illyn isn't going anywhere. But Illyn would understand if Vistrano decides perhaps this life isn't for Vistrano.
What, me? Me? No. I'm definitely in this, too. And you're right, Berwyn is definitely the best captain we could have.
Mandibles curl up in that terrifying smile.
Well then, when the crew gets out of this, Cav is going to build Vistrano the best cybernetic arm ever. Really, Illyn is a little bit jealous. Come on, let's go get the Queen!
And Illyn slaps Vistrano on the back. You know what? Probably the shoulder of the left arm. And then levels the crate's breath.
His eyes just bulge out in pain.
He throws up slightly.
Wait, if Illyn slapped Vistrano on the left arm, one might presume that was with Illyn's right arm, correct? Which is the one that's broken?
A whole series of bad ideas.
You just hurt.
So you both double over in pain is really what...
Wow, that was like the worst cackle. Well,
at least we didn't try to high five with them.
High five. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I hate myself so much right now.
Okay, so coming back to this combat, we are still in the first round. There is a NPC turn next, and it is going to be a bunch with swords, because this really just feels like a melee-heavy kind of thing. And they're going to be running in and attempting to stab Berwin.
Yeah, I mean, this was our destiny.
Okay, so after this, all of the minion groups are engaged.
Sounds like it.
Sad face. Hashtag mandible pout.
Well, pick your targets.
Okay, so what does Berwin have for a defense?
Two.
Two. All right, so they are upgrading once. So
where's our destiny pool at?
Two and two.
Two and two.
I'm not going to flip. I've still got a lot of wounds left, and I've got parry if they hit me.
Okay. So that versus purple, setback, and...
Wow. It continues to not just be us.
D1 is saying, I hate everybody. What are you talking
so,
about?
Doing three yellows and a green versus two purple and a two setback, they get one failure, one advantage, and one triumph. Huh.
What the heck?
Cool.
So, triumph...
I mean, Berwin's got her blaster in hand, so I guess you could damage that or get rid of it.
Can they pry Berwin off of the queen without stabbing her?
No, that's true. Berwin is grappled.
Actually, that would work.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense strategically.
Yeah, because they're coming at with vibro swords at Berwin, and Berwin having to dodge around enough is now no longer grappling this queen.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
Berwin tries to hang on until it's very clear that if she does, she's just going to get skewered, and so she backs away and you know, initiates sword dodging.
Nobody likes a perforated captain.
And then that brings us to Illyn.
So Berwin's no longer grappling the queen, but is still engaged with the queen and the minion group. So, can either shoot the pilots out of spite, or I have to take a risk at shooting one of my heavily injured friends. I don't like this situation.
Now I'm trying to think of if there's any way, Berwin would not ever have these thoughts, but if I put myself in the mindset of somebody with at least three more cunning, I'm trying to think of what havoc Illyn could wreak if they took control of the ship during this fight.
I considered that as a means to try to assist. It's probably a really bad idea, given my track record with piloting.
That too.
But I also really don't want to shoot one of you guys with either the Ion Center or the Crate's Breath at this point.
What's your presence?
What? My presence is one.
Oh, that's your one.
That's my one.
Oh.
Okay, this idea at least merits a little bit more thought. How many like crew members are at the front of the ship?
There's four, and they're at medium range with a boatload of cover in front of them.
Okay. Looking out the viewport, is this ship functionally going anywhere, or are they just...
It does look like it's making its way towards the edge of the battle.
Okay. Then, I think Illyn's going to, move up in that direction, holding the Crate's Breath in both hands.
Okay, the only problem with that is currently there's almost, like, as everyone is, they're... You've got Billy and Vastrano pretty much blocking the door, and you've got this mad melee right in the way. It would be really hard for you to get through.
Okay, sorry, never mind. Scratch that, then I can't get to the controls. So sorry. I guess it's okay. I'm trying.
Yeah, no, fair.
All right, I guess in that case, then, Illyn's going to use a maneuver to draw their Ion Stunner, the funky radar dish gun. Is going to burn two strain to aim, and is going to target the minion group that's engaged with Berwin.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way that this can end. Like,
This is the completion of an arc.
I was hoping it was going to be, like, later in this, but, I mean, clearly I should just help our side lose faster. That's
I mean, why aren't you shooting my destiny. The queen?
Because the queen has a greater risk of me hitting Barrowin. Because she is an adversary too, and there would be another upgrade besides.
Oh, okay.
The queen actually would also allow Ben to choose Vastrano instead.
I mean, I also figure that it makes sense because the minions are kind of crowding us.
Yeah, yeah. But also with adversary too, it allows for greater options with despairs.
Yeah, there end up being three total upgrades before any points are flipped even.
Yeah.
I really don't trust my luck when it comes to firing into melee.
I mean, I don't either, but, you know, I think this is a great plan.
Leslie, do you need those destiny points for the future?
I got the go-ahead from the GM, so if you don't mind, yes.
Okay, I will not spend one then. I'm going to just fire. I really wish I had modified this thing, but I didn't. All right, so shooting the minion group from short range is just a red, right?
Yeah, it'll be one red. No, sorry. One red, one setback.
Okay. Ilin does have one rank in range light now, so hopefully that'll help out a little bit. One success, two advantages. So that'll be 8 stun damage on them, Ben.
Okay.
And then for the two advantages, I would like to spend that to give the minion group a setback die as the ion energy washes all over them and they're all having a little bit of that, like, cartoon, like, being electrocuted moment. Like, their hands are shaking a lot and they can't quite focus on their target.
And their hair's all crazy.
Yep.
If they have hair. Not to be specious, sorry.
And that's what I got right now till I can get to those controls.
Okay. So then I'm going with... Yeah, I'm going with the... Queen is going to try to take another stab at Barrowin.
So the Queen's taking another stab at taking another stab?
Yes, one could say that. You know, I think actually not.
Oh, excuse me while I cross this out.
No, it is going to be against Barrowin, sorry. I'm just getting a little bit of... Which one of the two does the Queen go after? The one who's Cutter or the... One in charge.
The one that was trying to use her as a human shield as her own minions tried to stab.
Yeah.
That's just not dignified.
Barrowin's got 2 setback.
Yep.
Is that so?
Aha!
Alright. So D1 is doing that and gave 1 failure and 1 advantage. Okay, so that is the queen giving a boost to the next minion group that goes.
Okay.
Which then gives us a PC slot.
Leslie, do you want to do the Billy thing, or do you want me to try and buff you again and hopefully succeed this time?
No, because I don't think the buff's going to do anything. No offense.
That's fine.
It's on my merit or nobody's, and D1 is at the helm.
Yeah. So do you want to go?
Do you mind if I just roll and see what happens before I even try and narrate?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Trust in the Force.
I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
I am okay with that. So, I was really strongly braced to fail again. So Billy will step up. I can't crack my neck, but she does the shoulders back and the neck roll thing. And as the minions are you know, they're dancing in and around with their sabers and their blasters, she just steps forward and whangs her head down on the one in the middle.
Okay.
And then as she collides head to skull with that one, there's a really nasty crunch. And she just reaches one arm out, and she doesn't punch, but she swings wide, taking the other guy at the base of the skull on the neck. Crunch. Over to that side, he goes flying. And then she spins, keeping, you know, that momentum that she used to get that guy, going all the way around into an uppercut into the next guy's stomach. And at that point, she doesn't let go. She grabs him and then just swings him into the other 3 of the minions as Billy successfully uses the signature ability, Last One Standing, removing all of the minions in the combat. After the last one goes down, she kicks him. If she could spit, she would. Her cards glitter in the chaos.
All right, so that, first off, clears out the left-hand side of the doorway with Leslie's cool description.
Thank you.
As the queen is dancing around, and I'm going with, yes, this is before any of the other three can act.
I can hardly believe what we have come to. I may have been foolish to have doubted Zahn's resolve, but I was certainly wrong to have doubted your abilities. For that, I offer my humblest apologies. The Veiled Sorority is a wealthy organization. I'd be willing to share its wealth with you, should you choose to turn your back on Zahn's criminal empire and join mine. We are but moments from escape, and unlike the treacherous Tyra Zahn, I will never betray you.
Drop your sword.
So that brings us to three PC slots.
Alrighty. With the minions, with Billy sort of probably still in the process of just brutally destroying all the minions in the background as we speak.
Yep.
Barrowin will probably just go for the tail whip, actually. Yeah. I think we're going to go for the tail whip on the queen. Was I still engaged with the queen, as far as you're concerned?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have to move anywhere, so I will, I'll use my maneuver to... I'm gonna hold on to my maneuver for a second. Swing. So, this is red-red?
I'm gonna go with... It's red-red setback, but also, I should have put this in with Vastrana's, is she is awe-inspiring. She is such an awe-inspiring figure that anyone attempting to attack her suffers a setback to their check, unless they spend a destiny point to overcome it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Not that I can, but I wouldn't have even if I could.
The destiny gate for the encounter.
Well, that's a little better. Well, Barrowin goes for the tail rip and gets a threat. Sadness.
I'm going with, as you swipe at the queen with your tail, it bounces off the... helmet.
Okay. Then Barrowin will use sort of the moment of unbalance that the queen has in dodging to grapple her again, I suppose.
All right.
I want to get a lot of mileage out of this talent because I haven't had a chance to use it until now, so.
Fair enough.
That's me.
So how does grapple work? You just say, I'm grappling and...
Yes, grapple, the grapple talent. It is a talent. It's not just a thing people can do.
Okay.
So I got it out of a martial artist. It's just a maneuver, and if you take the grapple maneuver, then enemies that are engaged with you have to spend two maneuvers to leave engaged.
You just make it inconvenient.
Yeah. It's particularly good for enemies that use like ranged heavy weapons, because they're terrible at engaged range, but like under normal circumstances, it's easy for them to take a maneuver to step back to short and then have a really easy shot.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, thank you.
All right, so then we have, realistically, we've got two more PC slots. What does Ilan and Vastrana want to do?
Vastrana, I think you should jump in there first.
I was just saying, or I was thinking, not saying. I wasn't saying anything clearly. Yes, I definitely think that Vastrana would, since Barrowin is going at her, then he'll go for another strike.
All right.
So I've got the setback for her being very awe-inspiring. I've also got the setback for being crit.
Yeah. And there would be a third setback because she does have melee defense 1.
Okay. So that's RRSSS.
Add a purple in there because I'm going to use a dark side point.
Oops, I'm doomed.
Yeah. I kind of need to so that if I don't start using the dark side points, it gets locked. Which is not awesome.
Makes total sense. All right, I'm rolling.
And Ben is awesome, so Ben makes it awesome.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof, oof. All right, so, yeah. I have got the most failures I've ever seen myself accomplish. It's 4 of them. 2 advantage and a triumph.
Huh.
Yeah. I as Ren do not know how to reconcile 4 failures plus a triumph.
You just trying to stab her?
Yes.
I don't know.
With 1 arm. I don't have a whole lot of oomph behind it.
Well, okay, so your stabbing is glancing off the armor, I'm thinking, but yeah. You do have 2 advantages and a triumph.
That's like your patience might be wearing thin. Also, I'm sure you look absolutely terrifying right now, because you're probably covered in lots of blood, other than your own as well.
Okay, yeah. So I'm stabbing with this little vibro knife, and she's got very impressive armor. And I'm thinking, you know, because I failed, tell me if this sounds fine. But in my head, I'm picturing Vastrano stabs into the armor. It doesn't hit anything, but now it's sort of stuck in the armor. But also, he kind of twists, and now he's... You can't see my face or my hand. So the knife is just stuck in the armor, and he just kind of has her, like a handle on her, and he is just staring her down now. Like, and hopefully the frustration and hate on Vastrano's face distracts her enough to help the next person.
All right.
So what mechanically do you want from the triumph, then?
Oh, I guess helping the next person isn't enough of a triumph. I'm not used to having triumphs.
Run away with it.
I mean, triumphs can theoretically buy, like, upgrades and stuff.
Yeah, like, it could be upgrading someone's next check. It could be upgrading her next, like, the difficulty of her next check. Could be something as different as the way all of your stuff glances, and, like, this kind of matches with your description, is taking under breath mask.
Ooh, I like that. Yes, the mask part.
Yeah, okay.
You said it, and I immediately started picturing it in my head, and I got distracted by my own mental movie. Yeah, so when Vastrano stabs in, the knife gets stuck, but he does manage to knock off that one part of her mask, and since the knife is sticking out of her armor like a handle, he twists and glares at her and moves just enough out of the way so that that part that is now exposed is right in Ilin's sight.
All right. So the queen is wearing a helmet, but also underneath a breath mask. Like, the two are separate items. And what Vastrano's done with the knife is be able to yank down the breath mask so that it's around their neck and cut it so that it's no longer effective, like essentially destroying the breath mask. So with that, you can start hearing a cough coming from underneath the mask. One might think she might even be suffocating.
No, that feels...
The Pirate Queen was Kav all along.
There goes my Venlana theory.
You've met with her paramour. You know that she's...
I know, yeah. But I just, you know, I have a nice forgetful
There's a
memory.
Theory going. All right, so that leads us to Ilin.
Okay, this is where Ilin is going to humbly request that the upgrade or whatever got passed on passes back on to Berwyn, because Ilin is so still not firing into a melee with two of Ilin's badly injured friends.
Fair.
So what instead is going to happen is we see Ilin is trying to move forward and like has to stop for a moment as one of the mooks Billy's punched out flies across the hallway, and Ilin goes, "Excuse this, Gand," and then Ilin sort of like moves to the side as Billy moves past on her repulsor feet going, as another minion is like on the edge of her fist, and Ilin gingerly steps over a couple of already unconscious mooks.
Again, "Excuse this, Gand,"
and Ilin looks over at the queen with the breath mask torn off and says,
"This Gand is glad, this Gand doesn't have lungs."
And continues proceeding onto the bridge. Were the crew members considered part of the minions taken out, or are they still working?
They are still working. They're also ignoring pretty much everything going on behind them.
I kind of forgot about them. I thought they were, like, environmental.
In that case, Ilin's going to move up, take the Great Breath in two hands, fire it over top of them into, like, the floor, not the wall. Ilin doesn't want to cause a hole breach or anything. Cock the crate's breath dramatically and says to the crew,
"Turn the ship around."
Pointing the breath back at the back of the head of whoever they think the chief pilot is.
You look so cool.
So I would like him to make a coercion check, Ben.
All right.
With Vastrano stabbing the queen and Billy decimating the crew and Berwyn being generally menacing in the background. Distant background, but background nonetheless.
I am wanting you to do a one red, one purple coercion check.
I'm going to spend a light side point because I would like to be cool. Everybody else is being cool. I want to be cool. So it's one yellow, two green. Thank you, Leslie. Versus a red and a purple. And failure to threat. So they are completely unimpressed. One of them probably starts laughing or something inappropriate for the moment.
Oh, a two threat. I'm just sort of thinking that they are, like, at that particular moment, a console starts beeping at them. And, like, you did just shoot into the floor. You know, I'm going to spend another Destiny point.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to do the classic Heroes thing.
It explodes.
I'm going to go with the floor's on fire now.
Fair.
Cav just turns back to Barrow and says, I'm sorry, Captain, they got us.
I think now during our epilogue, we might see a scene of like the crate's breath getting packed up with like a note like, for Tychus.
No, it's packed up in one of those traditional wooden crates.
Yeah, and then wheeled into a warehouse.
Okay, well, that was Illyn's turn.
Boy, was it.
Okay, so that then brings us around to the top of the next one, which means the queen is spending two strain to make one move. And she's moving towards... So, the bridge is sort of in two sections. The section that Illyn lit on fire, and then sort of a back section that has also other consoles and what looks to be a row of like four lockers. And it looks like the queen is heading towards those lockers. She's made one move. She's close to it now, but not quite there. It will be at the start of the next round. So she has moved away from Nefostrano. Would she have... Yeah, she wouldn't have dragged Barrowin with her, would she?
Yeah, Barrowin doesn't go with her.
Okay.
You know, I think the assumption is that if you spend the two maneuvers to move, you're effectively spending one of those maneuvers to shake Barrowin loose.
All right. So that's the two. I'm thinking that she is spending the two to get away from Barrowin and head towards her.
All right.
I think she's going to take a swipe at Vistrano on the way.
Makes sense.
I do have my knife stuck in her armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the most threatening thing to her right now. Because Barrowin sure isn't hitting anything.
Okay, so she is rolling a yellow, yellow, green against what now? Well, it'd be melee, so it'd be like...
I have no melee defense. Oh, you are right. Thank you. I have dodge. I got that fairly recently, so I forgot. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, so I upgrade the difficulty of hitting me by just once, because I've only got one rank in dodge.
Alright, so she does... Where is that? She does 7 damage to Vistrano, because they got 3 success, 1 threat, and...
Does that bypass, Soak?
It bypasses 5 of it, on account of its pierce 5.
Perfect, alright.
Vibro rapiers are... They don't have any of the other vibro-y stuff. Like, they don't have vicious. They do have a decent crit, but they've got pierce 5. That's their super awesome thing.
Well, my soak is 5, so it's all in the wash. Cool. All right.
So you just took 7 wounds?
Yep.
How close to not up anymore are you?
I'm 13. I've taken 13 out of my 19.
Oh, okay. That's better than I thought.
I'm strong.
There is a threat on the roll.
I don't have any special ideas. I mean, I'm all for just, like, giving her a strain or something from,
Well, is a threat enough for me to retrieve my knife out of her armor, then? She, like, wriggled enough.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Popped out.
That, between her maneuver and the threat, yay, the knife works loose. The breath mask is still destroyed.
Yep.
I can stab again.
So is that her at this point?
It's her done.
Yep. Cool. So, Billy doesn't get a turn this round, am I correct? Or it's used up, essentially?
It's essentially used up.
I'm still busy.
Right, you're still
Somebody almost got minions out of there. Yeah, I'm dragging him back by a limb.
Mm-hmm. I will say, if we want Illyn to actually help out with the queen, while she is no longer engaged with you guys...
Yeah, I was going to say Barrowin probably shoots her and also alerts Illyn to shoot her, too.
Okay. In that case, do you want to shoot first and then I'll follow your lead?
Sure. That probably makes the most narrative sense anyway, since Illyn's attention wasn't on the queen.
Okay.
Barrowin just levels her blaster at the queen as she's going. She shouts, "Cav, get the queen!" And then opens fire. After aiming twice.
Stunner kill.
Does it matter for our bounty? I forget.
Bounty's generally wanting her alive.
Mm. I was about to say, there was a note in chat a while back that we wanted her alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, Billy doesn't want her alive, but she recognizes the prudence of, you know.
Can the crate's breath stun?
Crate's breath cannot, but that's what the ion stunner is for.
Well, actually, here's a question for Ben, I suppose. Since the queen's a nemesis, will she die from anything other than the actual, like, death crit?
In this particular case, the two ways that I'll go with her dying is if y'all burn a nemesis character again. No, I'm not still bitter. The death crit.
Okay. So we could, presumably, shoot her a bunch and just make sure she doesn't actually die from it.
Hey, I'm a doctor.
Yeah. I think we're just going to use kill.
Okay.
But try not to kill, but like use kill non-lethally.
Okay, this game will aim for her kneecap.
Sorry, Leslie.
Try not to kill excessively.
Try not to kill so much the Vesterno can't put a band-aid on it.
Queen, you owe us an arm!
Is that upgrade versus, is that upgrade that Vestrano got still in play, or was that not an upgrade? I forget. Okay.
There is the upgrade that's coming to you, yes.
And she's got one defense and is awe-inspiring in effect at short range?
Yes.
Okay. So I think I'm red-purple setback for difficulty?
Yes, you're correct. Wait. No, you're only at one setback. It's actually a melee defense.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She does not have range defense.
Yeah, and I am aiming twice, so I'll be taking two strain to buy a second maneuver. So here we go.
The heck?
Okay. I've got two advantage and a triumph. So I didn't hit anything. She's going for a locker?
Yeah. It appears that she's going for a bank of lockers.
Can I tell which locker she wants?
New breath mask, maybe, is what she's going for.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. I have a feeling Baron's about to deal with that locker.
With the triumph, can I just slag whatever locker she's going for? I'm sorry, melt or something, I guess.
Yeah. Honestly, for the two advantage, just go with me on this. For the two advantage, I go with Barrowin's shots around her, hits some form of control panel, and the lockers fall into the floor, and there's an escape pod hatch right there.
Okay, so she is going for an escape pod.
I don't think that's standard.
Yeah. Can the triumph then hit a panel on the exterior of the escape pod to eject the escape pod?
I mean, you could. Sure. That could work.
I'm open for other ideas, but that one sounds funny to me.
No, I like
it. That does sound funny. I'm also going on just Star Wars door logic would work locking it closed.
Launching the escape pod's funnier.
But yeah, launching it is funnier.
Okay.
Pew, pew, pew. Whoosh. And then... boop, boop, boop.
Baron kind of looks at her gun for a second.
All right, sure. We're going with that.
Yep, that's Barrowin's turn.
That's amazing.
All yours, Illyn.
Okay.
I softened her up for you. I loosened her up for you.
What range band is she for me?
You're at short.
It's short.
So red-purple setback there as well?
Yeah.
Okay, red-purple setback. Okay. Brandon, do you want me to use the breath here?
How much more damage does the breath do?
It does 5 more.
Yes.
Okay.
Just don't activate burn, basically.
So red, setback, because of my broken arm and the damage to the crate's breath.
Where's the second setback coming from?
Her awe-inspiring.
Oh, right.
She's awe-inspiring and the breath is damaged.
Right. Yep.
Versus then yellow, green, green, blue. Illyn already had the breath, so turn, aim.
Deep breath.
Illyn can't do that.
Not too much deep breath because there's fire over there.
Do it in your heart.
Okay.
Meditate?
There are two.
Sure, sure. Why not? Yeah, I'll spend a destiny point. Let's make this the most amount of chaos I possibly can get us.
My hubris paid me back for not flipping a point, so don't make the same mistakes I did.
Did you pass on any kind of boost with those advantages?
No, I cut off her escape.
Okay.
The advantages got the lockers out of the way so we could see the escape pod, and the triumph made the escape pod go away.
Gotcha.
It was beautiful.
All right, let's do this. Let's see how many despairs I can generate.
None.
Okay. Three successes, one advantage. So the bad news, Ben, for her, Ilan is...
Bad news,
Ben. Right? Bad news, GM. Ilan is aiming the rifle sort of low because Ilan is trying not to kill the queen. Along with the point blank on the weapon, that is going to be a disgusting 16 damage.
Oh, yeah, it's so gross.
And Ilan will just recover a strain off of that last advantage.
All right.
Well, we took a limb from the queen, I'm guessing. I know, not literally, but still.
Yeah, mostly on account of no crit, but no, it's that. Okay, that was 16 damage?
Yes.
No, I'm laughing because that's exactly enough. From Vastrano's earlier, Ilan's able to do the exact amount of wounds that she has left.
Oh, wow.
Hooray! We're heroes.
So what does this look like, Ben?
All right, I'm thinking that as the fire spreads around Ilan, one of the bridge crew spins around with a fire extinguisher and starts trying to put it out. That's not all that effective. As that's going on, Ilan shoots at the feet of the queen. The plasma caster, such a wide bolt, it's almost like a shotgun shell in some ways, and in this case, just essentially takes her feet out from under her, flipping her forward and flat down on the front of her face.
If she's pretty obviously down,
Oh yeah, she is down.
Vastrano, make sure she doesn't end up dead.
Sure thing, Captain.
Comlink out. Signal Rebo.
Yes? Were you in that escape pod?
No. But we are ready to leave.
Where do you want me to dock?
Ilan?
Yes?
Does this thing's hyperdrive work right now? Can you tell?
Ilan's going to walk over and look over the shoulder of the pilot, getting kind of uncomfortably close.
Does this ship's hyperdrive still work?
And it's at that point where, as Ilan's asking that, you can see the lights for the hyperdrive section light up. The hyperdrive had been offline, but pretty much as Ilan asks that, the hyperdrive becomes available.
Good news, Barrowin. Where would Barrowin like Ilan to take the ship? Or perhaps the crew could just take the ship to Elaine and land there?
Vrebo's astrogation is probably better than Ilan's, right?
Yeah.
Almost certainly. Ilan has one yellow, three green, and then droid assistance.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but I think Vrebo's better.
Vrebo is a train navigator.
Yeah.
Vrebo, plot us a course to the edge of the system and send that course to Ilan. We're going to get out of this fight and then deal with the docking.
Okay.
Barrowin?
Yes?
Where physically is the Sky on Fire going to dock, what with the busted turbo lift and the hole back there?
Well, that's why I want to be able to figure that out without being shot at.
Okay.
And we could just open the door and jump into vacuum again.
I mean, docking tubes and escape tubes, it's been done.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but if I go out of the vacuum again, Ilan will immediately pass out, take a crit, and probably die. So, no.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to figure something out, but...
No, I was actually meaning...
There's an escape pod door right there.
Oh!
And we can connect the two.
I am dumb.
It's okay, because Ilan would have thought of that. I love you, Christine.
Is there anything that I particularly need to be doing to make sure that the queen doesn't wake up but doesn't die?
All right. So, as Barrowin, Ilan, and Vrebo are trying to figure that out, I'm not quite sure where Billy is, but...
Still beating up minions.
Probably.
No, I'm trying to put the fire out now, with bodies. Oh,
that's right.
With minions.
With the bodies.
With minions.
I mean, it's in character for Billy.
I'm making an effort to help the bridge crew with the corpses of their comrades.
And there are other corpses around there. Okay, so Vastrano's leaning over at the queen.
And so our game of cat and mouse ends. So be it. But do not expect me to go willingly to one of Zahn's Tolchakan's chambers. Such is not my fate.
And they look at Vastrano's square in the eyes, and then their eyes flutter behind the mask, like you can kind of see through. And with that, Vastrano would need to do a average medicine check.
Vastrano's not going to.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I feel like that statement absolutely would have kind of hit him in some parts of his morality that if she wants to perish here, that seems nicer. But at the same time, I don't want to take agency away from the rest of you, so I feel iffy about that.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if this is what Vastrano is going to do, that's fine.
Yeah, it'll make things a lot more difficult with Venlana. Our ending may be us running from the Zahn Consortium for the rest of our days, but I can understand letting her go for a variety of reasons at this point.
So there's a moment, a flicker of this happening. Vastrano pauses. There's a lot going on in Vastrano's head, and then he is going to call out to Berwyn. Captain?
Ilan, you seem to have this hyperdrive thing down, so I'm going to go see what Vastrano needs.
Okay!
Berwyn walks over to Vastrano.
What is it, Doc?
I don't want to lie to you.
I appreciate that.
Should we hand her over alive? The lie is that I'm telling you that I feel like maybe we should not doctor her.
Why? Are you worried that the consortium is going to torture her?
I do. It's sort of a are we that sort of bounty hunter situation.
Berwyn glares at the fact that I think her rule breaker obligation triggered the last time it was rolled. Yep.
What do you propose? We let her go? We let her die?
Not let her go. I'm pretty angry about my arm.
Yeah.
If this had been me from just a few months ago, I would have made this decision without asking any of you.
Berwyn will sort of wait a beat, and in sort of a timely fashion, the ship enters hyperspace, and it's probably a little shaky because it's been under attack, so it's definitely clear without even looking out the viewport. And then Berwyn is going to finish the queen off with her blaster.
Oh, I like it.
I think maybe we have a shot of we actually have like a shot up over top of Berwyn as we hear the blaster report, see the flash as Billy and Ilan are turning towards what just happened. Maybe a little bit of a lingering shot and then cut.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydian Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydian Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
And I am Leslie at LeslitGS, hopefully not muted. I can't see.
You're good.
Okay, good.
I can hear you.
I'm still here.
I'm Ren, and I'm losing my voice at this juncture, and I'm very surprised at how that all just went down.
I'm Brandon at Blue of the Kin.
You can find Ren at Atomic Firebird.
Oh my gosh, oh, yeah. I didn't say it? That's where I am right now.
You sure can.
And you can find me, Christine, or Ilan on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 1-2-T-H Night with a K. In addition, I have a pair of D&D 5e actual play podcasts. The Glass Dagger can be found at CompleteNight.com, also Night with a K, and Omen's Call can be found at OmensCall.com.
Are any of your other dice rollers as brutal as D1?
We use physical dice for both of those games, and I am so grateful.
You can find me at Silhouette Zero periodically, where I don't fail this badly.
And if you don't want a podcast with dice in it, me and Ben and some other people talk about Star Trek on Enterprise Club at It Club Podcast on Twitter.
You talk about a Star Trek?
Yeah, one of them.
We are all at thehydianway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydian Way.
Our podcasts are on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher and Spotify, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way, and you can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and want to help us pay off the bounty that the consortium is probably going to put on our heads, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can donate a calf to us or cybernetic limbs at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
And I just sort of wish we had an episode at some point that, like, K1 and Ilan were just sort of on the outs, so the entire episode just, like, K1 wouldn't actually translate for Ilan and just sort of editorialized everything.
If we had a camera, like, if we were doing this on Zoom, I probably would have done something like that. Just that way I could at least have pantomimed to communicate.
Yeah.
Fair.
To all of you, even if not the audience.
I'm liking the idea of K1's is, well, that Gand can, you know, take a flying leap and translate for themselves. Because I'm leaving.
Yeah, droid freedom.
Oh, this is shaping up to be like that fight with the, wolves when we did the Force and Destiny beginner box, and that fight just like wouldn't end because nobody could hit anything.
I
think this is secretly D1's plot to make me stay in the editor's chair for as long as possible.
Yeah,
you didn't need that sanity.
You should just, this episode just needs to, you know, smash cut to after this fight and somebody recounts the fight. And this joke works particularly because I suggested this for a different thing earlier today to Christine.
Yep.
I have one solution to problems, and it's smash cut to somebody talking about it later. Trust in the Force.
I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with... I'm a droid that doesn't work!
I mean, you're very literally not, but, like, if you believe hard enough, maybe you will be.
I'm a droid.
Go for it. I have a train again.
Oh, yeah, so you do. That might be the train she's escaping on. We have to hurry.
Good call on using the rifle instead of the ion center, then.
And that's why they pay me the big bucks. Captain bucks.
Wow. Wait, don't you pay yourself?
Crap.
Dadgum, guys. I don't think we get triumphant music at the end of this episode.
No. No. Hopefully in the epilogue.